This is an MUT Radio podcast.
The time is 37 minutes after the hour for 9 XN, and this is how we do it on the Friday. It is a Friday, wena, noma is a Friday, noma ulwehlanu. I don't know what's going on, but engwazi ukuthi now we are here, and the mandate is clear. Vuka masuwenza njani, uyabangena. It's time for the weekend scoop, and we have one of the talented, impeccable, prolific. I don't know ukuthi na iliphi igama engalisebenzisa, the adjective engayisebenzisa to describe lo muntu ezobe sikhuluma naye njengamanje, by the name of Land Rose. Land Rose, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Hamba kahle mfethu.
Ngiyaphila kanjani futhi?
Ah, sikhona. Lalela. Yazi, kade ngitshela abantu ukuthi na lalela, we're going to be having Land Rose la on the Vukubangene breakfast show. And omunye uthi yazi ukuthini, I remember video ayenza nomunye umjita be rapper ngapha nangapha, and uyabona ukuthi na lo mjita utalented okwangempela.
Hey.
Lalela ke sikhuluma no Land Rose njengamanje on the weekend scoop. Suke sikutshela nje ukuthi na sikhuluma nama artists ahlukahlukene. Land Rose, fethu, welcome to the Vukubangene breakfast show. Yazi mangicabanga leli gama lethi Land Rose, ngicabanga yes, something emila la ungafanele imile khona, but because it determined ekuthenini yenze izinto zenzeke, iyaqhuma. U Land Rose uqala kanjani this name yakho iqhamuka kuphi kanjani?
So Land Rose stems from the phrase, there's no rose without a thorn.
Yeah.
That basically means is nobody's perfect, you know. We're all beautiful in our own ways, but we all have flaws.
Yeah.
So I needed to link that with the fact that I'm from the motherland. So when I kept playing around with Land Rose, wait, Land Rose. And I felt like it got a nice ring to it, man. And what perfect way to describe me, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like from the motherland, man, and
absolutely,
you are the rose.
Lalela fethu.
The rose stays true to itself. Like Aishinchi, a rose is a rose whenever, however, no matter the storms. And how did you incorporate that now in your music career?
Man, like I said, you know, it speaks about being beautiful and being sharp in your own way, but also having flaws, because that's what the thorns are for, right?
Mm.
So even now, the way I approach my things, I'm super talented and all that, but
yeah,
I have my very own challenges, you know? The certain areas that I lack in, but I try to make up for it by being that good.
You being that good.
Absolutely.
From Itembisa, man, to the world stage, how has the journey been?
Crazy, man, you know? Young kid from the hood. Yeah, there's not much you're exposed to. But right now, the music has taken me to a whole lot of different places. I've met so many people because of it. I've met loved ones right now. I've met a whole lot of people. And I feel for me, Oguti, it bridges the gap from relationships we would never have if it wasn't for the music.
Right. Music is the universal language to humans.
Universal language, my brother. And I speak it quite well now.
Yeah, you're doing great, brother. Now let us go to Ubongani Wiseman Sheba.
Yes, sir.
Let's go back to Ubongani. Like,
absolutely,
now you are Land Rose and ukhona futhi lapha in the world of music. And then there is Ubongani eceleni. Ngifuna ukuthola Ubongani ke now launching a music career yakhe to be u Land Rose akayena namhlanje. Iqale kuphi lento? Iqala kanjani?
Iqale, let me say, man, I've always been a fan. The one person that influenced me was my late mother. You know, man, every time we were primary school in Pitu, she was always playing music. So firstly, I would fall in love with R&B, but I was like, okay, it's fine. But later on in the year and then the following years, man, it's like I bumped into some guy who was actually a brother to my old friend, right?
Yeah.
So he had a studio, Lavi Record, and he asked me if I could rap. And I was like, I'm pretty sure I could. And he's like, well, I have beats here, so if you don't mind, I could give you one. And then tell me when you come back next time, you'll deliver something. I was like, yeah, for sure. I took it home, and I told my mom, hey, I'm about to work on music. The following day, bro, when I got back from school, laid my first song, took it back home, played it for my mother, and the rest was history, man.
Yeah, you good, man. Lalela ke. Now, your music is kickstartile and you're having great time. Udlalwa ama music like ama stations ahlukahlukene. Uyangena futhi lapha yana ku Tap Ma School lapha na ku YFM and you showcase talent lakho to the public. Like tell us about the emotion now abantu receiving that like, the reception of your music.
That was probably the man, one of my best days in high school because it wasn't even planned out or anything. I didn't even know that YFM would be at school on that day.
Yeah, yeah.
And the crazy thing is, so on that day, they were broadcasting live. Can you believe that?
Uh-huh.
So my friends, because they know me, they know what I'm late. Yes, yes. So they just saw me because obviously they were broadcasting outside.
Yeah.
So they just saw me. They quickly ran to me. One grabbed my bag. They're like, yo, listen, Bafunum rap her mind. I was like, wait, what?
Uh-huh.
My friend pushed me to the front, bro. And that was just it. And I didn't also want to say no, because I was like, well, I don't know what's happening, you know? I was one person who was always just laid back. I never really went to talent shows or rapped in cyphers at school. But that specific day, I felt like it's YFM, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, I might as well, you know? And let me tell you, that day, that moment, I shocked the entire school.
Lalela, we are still having a conversation with Len Rose. Simbiza Gengogutena, he is the ghost when it comes to Inina Irep. Njenga manje, Len Rose, we're going to play one of your songs, Etena, I Am Him. Isuka Pilengo, my friend. What inspired this song, man? I Am Him.
Man, I felt like there was a time where, you know, I really sat down and I thought of I come from, how I used to be in terms of my skill and how I am right now. And I'm just like, man, I'm him though.
Yeah, yeah.
I am him. Like nobody can tell me different.
Lalela, wait. That is, you know, because that is self-confidence, man. Like, don't be afraid to tap yourself on the shoulder, man. We'll shoot you as a teen. I'm him. Uchanjalo Len Rose on the Vukubanga and the Breakfast Show. I want to know, man, you are somebody or you are an artist that has no clout. You know, you're chasing no clout and you are not involved in an unnecessary drama. How has that helped you now to stay relevant in this scene of music?
You know, I feel like it has strengthened my relationship with genuine supporters because I don't go out of my way to go do some stuff just so I could gain attention. I'll gain attention from the wrong people. No, I get it from the right people, the right supporters. I focus on them. I focus on me. I focus on improving myself, my sound. And that's just it, man. I feel like all this clout is like, it doesn't really last, you know, it's not even sustainable, you know, like when you are working on being good or great, you really don't need no clout.
Yeah, that is
true. You don't need no clout, bro. You're going to have a solid fan base that you're backing you up because you are that good.
Mm.
So that's been my main focus. Like, yo, I'll just work on being good and even better.
And you're good. And you're good. Len Rose, there is a video of you that is currently trending, rapping in 6 languages. That's dope, man.
You know, the crazy thing is we did that in COVID. Like, that was early 2020.
Yeah, yeah.
Early 2020. There's even one that we did in 7 languages. It's titled The New National Anthem.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, it was just an experiment. You know, I felt like, let's just incorporate South African languages into one song. You know, why not?
Yeah.
So I felt like we put it together and we dropped it.
Yeah, yeah. And you are the first South African hip-hop artist to make a song with all 12 official languages, featuring the likes of Abu Chichi Lamane, Babu Ekonola, Uloli Native, and more. Tell us about that song, man.
That was crazy, man. To see people reaching out for that collaboration was like, you know, it was so sudden. And it was unplanned. And I felt like, man, we didn't even know how we were going to approach it. And we had different people from different areas sending their verses.
Yeah.
It was like, well, you know, for the culture and for the record, I think it would be dope to actually, you know, match up with all these languages and just put it out and not just think about me. I mean, I already have my own version, but
yeah.
The remix will make it even better. It's like, it's making history, basically.
Hey, Len Rose, it is a Friday. We want to let you go. But first of all, I want to know, man, is there any music about Laleli, about Ulindela from Len Rose?
without a doubt, man. Speaking to you right now, I just did a small promo video, Nyana.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to drop it just now, right after the call, and I'm going to drop it just so people can bump it. And then there's going to be a lot of promo work that I'm going to drop, and also more music coming out this May, without a doubt.
Mm. On the music, digital stores, men's utalanja and music work.
It's Landros on every single streaming platform. Landros YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, Deezer, Amazon, you name it, man.
And the socials?
The socials is Landros on Facebook, Landros _ on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
Landros, wait, I want to let you go. But before we let you go, man, na ingoma yakhethe, I'm over there. What is the inspiration of this song, man?
Man, this song is about every single thing I done been through and every single thing that is meant to pull me down and burden me. I feel like, man, I'm over all that, bro, you know?
Yeah.
I'm over all of that right now, man. I'm in such a better place. Like, you could try to bring whatever I've been through. I'm just over it, man. I'm over that.
Thank you so much, Landros. Sikufisela konke fethu okuhle going forward empilweni yakho.
Big shout out, but ngiyabonga mfethu.
Sure. There was Landros, ladies and gentlemen. Let us go to some beautiful music. I'm over that.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.